Amit Berkayim Kosher Chedek Yaakov Moshe Beitzer Al Tzedek Yimloch Melech Yomar Hashem Yomayev Lech Lerov Nisa V'Nelech. Next kina that we'll recite is Az Baloch Yirmiyo, Article 278, Rosenfeld 135. The basic motif of this kina is that Yirmiyo Anavi, when he saw that destruction was coming after the death of Yoshiyahu, as we spoke about, so this kina portrays Yirmiyahu looking for a friend, looking for somebody who might be able to bail out the Jewish people. The concept of Zchosavos, of Avram, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, the various Imahos, Moshe and Aaron. And Yirmiyahu is looking for a friend. And I don't blame Yirmiyahu for looking for a friend because, well, Yirmiyahu didn't have too many friends. Well, Yirmiyahu, as we know, he did not exactly have a winning message for the people. He told them that destruction was coming. People didn't take too kindly to that. They incarcerated him in the Chatzar HaMatara. Yirmiyahu had a very lonely life. Now, you might not feel so badly for Yirmiyahu because you'd say, well, okay, you know, at least he signed up for the job. You know, he knew what he was getting into. Problem is, he didn't sign up for the job. In fact, when God impressed him into service as a Navi, he said, Nar Anochi lo yadati daber. Yirmiyahu didn't have it so easy. I love Yirmiyahu very much. Yirmiyahu was forced into a job that he didn't want. He was tormented for it by the very people he was trying to help, and he never gave up on them. He took his job very, very, very seriously. So this next kina describes Yirmiyahu saying, okay, somehow I'm not getting my message across. But maybe b'schus Avram, maybe b'schus Yitzchak, maybe b'schus Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, maybe the Imos, maybe Hashem is going to have Rachmanis after all. It's in Yirmiyahu itself, in the 31st chapter, right? Rachel mevakal baneha. Eventually there will be v'shavu vanim ligvulam, that Hashem can look to the past and have Rachmanis. So the basic theme of this kina is, why didn't it work? You know, why wasn't there enough zechuyos that had been built up? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron. The answer is really to be found in a Ramban. What's the difference? Who knows the difference between the two great sins of the Jewish people in the desert, the Egel Azav and the Chen of Meraglim? In both instances, God says to Moshe, I'm destroying Klal Yisrael. In both cases, Moshe prays that Hashem shouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. In the Egel Azav, God is willing to essentially forgive, Uviyom Pakti Ufakati Alehem Chatasam, meaning he's going to defer the punishment to the Egel Azav. Every time we're punished for something, Hashem throws in 2% of the Egel Azav till we complete the full payment, so to speak. The Chen HaMeraglim, Hashem says halfway. Says they all have to die, but not right now. Atomar Bo'im Shana. Okay. So a lot of parallels there. But what's the difference in terms of how Moshe prays in the wake of the Egel Azav? In the wake of the Chen HaMeraglim, if you understand this, which the Ramban explains, then the whole kina will make sense. And basically, why couldn't Hashem say, you know, Avram had enough zechuyos, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron, if not independently, then cumulatively, what was it really all about? So what's the difference between how Moshe prays after the Egel Hazav and after the Chen HaMeraglim? What does Moshe say when God says that the Jewish people are going to be destroyed because they made the Egel Azav? What are the two arguments that Moshe makes? Good, the Chilul Hashem factor. Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemor Berahu Tziyam. Come by Mincha, we're going to lane that, right? How can you do this? The Egyptians are going to say, God is a weakling, God is weak. He can't he could face Paro, but he couldn't handle the 31 nations. Excellent. And also, what are we going to say? With the Pazer, for the Balei Kriya here, what did Moshe say? Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchak li Yisrael Avadecha asher nishpat alohem Bach, right? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Zechos Avos. You turn a few pages, right, to Parsha Shlach, and what do you find? Same idea that Yosef said, and the notion of Chilul Hashem, and that's still very much part of the calculus, but you don't find a mention of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Even the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are truncated. Hashem Hashem kelrachum, you don't get the full 13, you only get 7 of them. The Ramban explains very simply. You think Moshe was going to defend the Jewish people, had just turned their backs on the land of Israel, the land that had been promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It was no less a repudiation of the land than it was a repudiation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? They're saying, we don't want to go back to the place that we came from. That Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Emmaus walked, they were promised that the Jewish people would return to this land, and they say, Nidna Rosh, Menashuva Mitzrayimah. We'd rather go back to Egypt. So Ramban says that you think Moshe's going to bring up Chosavos here? Hashem's going to turn around and give him a smack in the face. Say, you have the audacity to bring up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and these people just repudiated everything that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov yearned for over the course of their entire lives? You have the chutzpah to mention Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov at this stage? So that's really what this kina is about. So Yirmiyahu starts walking around, and he says, like, you know, maybe this chus of Avram can help us here. Oh, yeah. But, you know, Avram was somebody who spent his whole life doing chesed. I don't see a lot of that going around. You know, maybe this chus of Yitzchak is going to help us. Yitzchak was prepared to be Moser Nefesh at the Akedah. Ah, yeah, don't really see a lot of that going on, right? Maybe Moshe is going to be able to help us. Oh, yeah. They've repudiated all of Torah's Moshe. Maybe Aaron is going to be able to help us. Just giving, you know, a number of the examples. The basic point there is, Zuchus Avos can only help you to a point. Chos Avos helps you to the extent that you identify with the values. You might say, look, I fell short in this area, I fell short in that area, but ultimately I basically believe in the things that these people stood for. In such a case, you know, if you identify yourself as Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then it can help you. If you don't, then it can't help you. So the story, this is a tragic story, this kina, as Baluch Yirmiyahu, as Yirmiyahu goes around looking for a friend, somebody who's going to be able to help the Jewish people, and ultimately, Chos Avos can't be of help in this situation because Jewish society has degraded to the point in his day when there was no longer any plausible connection that could be drawn between the life and the values of the Avos, of Moshe and Aaron, etc., and the society in which Yirmiyahu found himself. We read in the Haftarah this morning, Mi'itneni ba'midbar malon archim, because my nation, Yirmiyahu says, is Atzeres Bogdin. Yirmiyahu actually contemplated, never actually did it. Eliyahu did it. Yirmiyahu never did it, but Yirmiyahu contemplated literally absconding and running away from the Jewish people. So the article, page 278, Rosenfeld, 135.